praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, wonderful. Number 37 in the red book, number 37.
Oh,
Give us a glimpse of your glory tonight. Lord, that we would see the depths of your goodness, your love and mercy and grace, oh God, your faithfulness. Lord, that we would be reminded of the many blessings that we have in Christ. Lord, the daily blessings that you pour out upon your people. God, we are so grateful. Our hearts are full of thanks and praise. Lord, I pray that you would be blessed tonight as we gather in your name. Pray, Lord, that you would be lifted up in this place and exalted. Lord, accomplish your purpose in us. Reveal to us your will. Draw us near to yourself, Lord, we pray. Minister to our children and youth, Lord, in the village and the cottage tonight and the counselors. We pray, Lord, that you would meet them in whatever setting they're in, maybe in their bunks, maybe in a meeting tonight, God, whatever form it takes. But Lord, would you come to them tonight? Would you settle upon them, dear Jesus? Draw them from the youngest to the oldest, oh God, that you have a work for them. You have a purpose. You have a desire for them, Lord. And so we pray that it would be accomplished even tonight, Lord. Begin this work, dear Jesus. Have your way throughout this camp. Lord, there are needs that are represented in this room. Some that may be consuming us in our thoughts and our emotions. Maybe we're distracted. Maybe it's heavy that it seems to overtake us and overwhelm us. Maybe there's some here tonight that feel like there's no hope for a situation, or there's this mountain in front of them, and maybe they feel they don't even have the strength or courage to move forward. God, we pray tonight that you would work miracles in this place, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Heal bodies, we pray. Save souls, fill with your Spirit. Give clear direction for those that are seeking. God, restore relationships, heal brokenness, oh God. Break chains of bondage and addictions, Lord. Encourage those, Lord, that may be in fear and discouraged, those that may be struggling with anxiety. God, that you bring peace and you bring joy to us tonight. Lord, that we would find rest in you. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he sets me free. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter.
Jesus, we praise the Lord. recently I had lunch, or I forget, it was dinner or supper or lunch, with two young fellows who have been very active at camp, and they're a good Christian young men, and they go to one of our fellowship churches, and they posed a question. They said, "What's different about camp? When we're in the city, we go to church and we love church, but it's just not like Pilgrim Camp." And the answer is quite simple, that people come to Pilgrim Camp expecting God. They come in faith. It's not a Sunday ritual. As good as our services are in the city and our churches, there's just something about people coming from near and far. I think of friends from Nebraska and all over who just love camp, all of those from Jersey, from all over. People come to camp expecting to find the Lord. Mm-hmm. Dale and Lisa for years came from Illinois because they could touch the Lord here, and that's what it is.
Yes.
God bestows His grace and His love and His power as we seek Him, as we believe He's going to do that. And I'm so thankful for a place like this where we can come. Of course, it's not to be forgotten how many years this place has been prayed through by saints of God who are now in heaven. We celebrated our 75th year, and from the very beginning, God told us through His servant, Hans Walsover, that if we kept this place holiness unto the Lord, He would keep His presence on these grounds. And how thankful we are, and how careful we have endeavored to be all these years that we do just that. Someone once said, if you had the same rules that they have at Pilgrim Camp, you could have that too. Well, it's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's not a formula. It's a desire to please Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you feel that there are certain guidelines that may be a tad different than we're used to, it's just a desire to please Jesus and to be careful as we walk before Him. But I'm thankful for His presence on these grounds. I'm thankful for people like every one of you who come here expecting to find the Lord, and He will be found of us as we seek Him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.